If you'd like to hear some Piazzolla live here in Northwest Arkansas, you'll have a chance to do so this Tuesday night, June 19th. Atticus Mulkey, a violinist from Rogers, will be performing a solo recital. He's currently a student at the Peabody Institute at Johns Hopkins University, and he's also been admitted to the prestigious Aspen Festival of Music for the summer. Atticus recently stopped by the KUAF studios to talk to us about his performance, about being a violinist in Rogers and now in the Peabody Institute, and about how he's raising money to get to Aspen. You have a concert coming up at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. Tell us a little bit about the concert and what you'll be playing.
I've been fundraising to go to the Aspen Music Festival. I was selected to attend this summer. And the concert is not a fundraiser per se, but it's kind of just a chance for me to play for people here and kind of to say thank you to those who have who have donated. Basically I'll be playing works by Piazzolla, Rachmaninoff, and Kabalevsky violin concerto, things like that. I wanted to keep it kind of light and fun. And I just really would love to have people come so that I can kind of meet people in the area or just kind of reconnect with people who I haven't seen in a couple years.
And so tell us, I was looking up, like, you're doing the fundraising and there's you're using something called GoFundMe.
Yes.
I saw that on your website. Tell us a little bit about that.
I've been working very hard on this whole fundraising thing and just kind of trying to make some money for this. And I saw one of my friends at Peabody is in an a cappella group, and they're using this. Basically, it's kind of online software for fundraising. It's called GoFundMe. And so I set up an account myself, and so far I've had some donations, which is really good, and some people that are good friends have donated. But it's helped me get to aspen.com is basically how you can reach the site. And I'm doing that in conjunction with working and then various other things in the area that I've done over the last couple of weeks.
And what are the other things you've done for work as far as raising money?
Well, I'm currently working at the Swim Ranch right outside of Fayetteville. It's I don't know if you know the Swim Ranch.
Yeah.
It's a great family-owned little business. I grew up at the Swim Ranch taking lessons there, and I've just slowly started teaching, and they're all good friends of mine and very good people.
Okay. And what was I going to ask? See, that's why it's good we're not live. Let's talk more about Aspen. And so how much does it cost to go to Aspen?
Well, for me, I think it's going to cost about $6,000. And I'm trying to raise all that money on my own.
And that includes, would that include like your airfare and tuition and board and all that sort of stuff?
Actually, that doesn't include
it airfare. Doesn't.
That
oh,
doesn't
wow.
include airfare. But that is tuition and room and board and everything.
Right.
My parents said they would help me out on airfare.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about what the Aspen Music Festival is.
Well, it's basically, it's a really excellent opportunity for me. I'm going to be studying with my teacher from Peabody, Mr. Greenberg, who was concertmaster at Baltimore Symphony for something like 20 years. And it's going to be a great opportunity for me to not only work with him, but to meet a lot of people in the field. And it's really the network right now. It's one of the biggest networks. And so, it's going to be a lot of practicing. And it's going to be a lot of meeting people and making friendships, hopefully.
Talk a little bit about growing up and becoming a musician in Northwest Arkansas.
Northwest Arkansas is definitely where I call home. It's really a beautiful, beautiful place, and it's very special to me. And growing up here, I would always go to the symphony, and I always really enjoyed that. And I'm very happy that we have a symphony now back on its feet. And it's wonderful the job that the Karen Capella has done in kind of resurrecting the symphony. And I'm very happy for that because it was kind of sad when it went away. But Northwest Arkansas is a wonderful place, and I think that it's very exciting what is happening right now in the music world here with the Artosphere Festival Orchestra and some bigger and bigger acts coming into town. And so it's great that we have kind of that support in this area for classical music. And I think it's an area that's really thirsting for culture. And I think that it's getting it now, which is a very good thing.
And talk a little bit about that. Maybe people who don't always listen to classical music or don't really think of it as the kind of music that they want to just sit and listen to all the time or go to a concert. Why would someone want to go hear a classical music concert?
It's just a kind of a time for meditation, really. And kind of, I think classical music is a lot about kind of self-discovery. And it's more of an intellectual pursuit, for sure, kind of the classical music. But it's also one of the most rewarding concerts to listen to. It's a wonderful kind of experience to go to a concert, and you'll always leave feeling so refreshed and probably with a better understanding of yourself, or just kind of calm. I don't know. That's how I feel when I leave.
Now, again, Atticus Mulkey has a solo recital Tuesday night, June 19th at 7 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And you can find out more about him by visiting his website, Atticus Mulkey, MULKEY.com. You can also find out information on how you can give money to support his campaign to get to Aspen.